honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Let me cool it on, blow it. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day.
I'm country, AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink poles. Pimp talking, can't go.
I'm country, country, country. You see the country talk. Yeah. You see the country walk. Yeah. You smell the country, homie. Yeah. It's cause I'm country, homie. Yeah. I'm country.
Country.
Oh, country. country talk. You see the country walk. Little country homie.
And then he put amen. like it is so, and I agree, you know. I think that this is a prayer that everybody should pray. You know, you should at some point in your life stop repeating an endless cycle of nothingness. You know what I'm saying? You should just really stop. It's like people like to say, well, when you keep doing something over and over again, it's called insanity. But when will we stop the insanity? Okay, you're giving me the definition, but when will we walk out of the cycle of insanity? Okay? I had a teacher named Miss Poppy, and she used to always just kick a lot of knots. That's why I love what my husband said, because it can't just be his prayer or a man's prayer, but women have to step out of, I don't think it's about taking the lead, but it's about while you are single, you have to be the leader in your life. And listen, being the leader in your life, if you know what you want, if you know what you don't want to put up with, then don't put up with it. Never allow somebody to tell you what you worth. Never allow somebody to, you know how they drive a new car out the from the dealership, and the price, the value of the car depreciates. Okay, that's a car. Okay, don't treat yourself like that. You get with a man, and you say, "Well, this is not my standard, so I'll go ahead and deal with it." Now, some of you saying, well, I had to talk to them and go ahead to show me. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you know that this dude you're talking to ain't got nothing going on. I'm up to you too, young man. When you know that this lady you talking to, because y'all know I'm not to talk about both of them. When you know that this young lady is up to no good, but because she cute, you know, you going to get with her anyway. Okay? Listen, let me tell you something. This is not, if you are over the age of 30, because some people need to know this. If you are over the age of 30, you should not still be participating in bozoistic shenanigans. You should not even be participating in bozoistic shenanigans. Why am I telling you that? It's because we are so busy with these midlife crises. Oh, I'm trying to be young. I'll never grow old and all this. Yes, you will. If you don't grow old in your outward appearance, you got to at least get some wisdom in your mind. I'm just saying. You know, I always say this, and my husband laughs at me, you know, but he figured out what I meant. It's somebody for everybody. And you've got to understand that everybody is not for you. Let's just be real about it. Everybody you get with, like my husband loves to say, I love to quote him a lot, you don't have to show up for every ignorant party. You just really don't. I just paid your rent. What they got to do with it, say, that don't mean I have to promise the rest of my life to you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I just sent you to get your nails done and all this. And I'm worth more than $100. Okay? Women, men. Oh, I came over and cleaned your whole house up and all this kind of, but she a hell raiser. She clowned you in public. She ain't got no respect for your mother. Now, I ain't going to talk about mothers that don't have respect for, but let's move on. She don't have no respect for your mother. She don't like nothing you like. Same thing with you ladies. You get with a man, can't stand your family, can't stand your kids, don't run them off, and you stay with them. You get with them, somebody mad, but it's okay. I'm just telling you, it's somebody for everybody. If you are a family person, don't get with somebody that don't like your family or don't like to be around family. Get with somebody that's going the same direction you're going. Back in here. You know I'm right? The one that got the sausage and the stuffing on it. They got two meats. Oh, shut the meat. That's it right there. Yeah, let me tell y'all something. I like to eat these little pieces. And this is a podcast, so I can do what I want to in the podcast. I have two dogs. I have a pit bull, and I have a weenie wawa, a chihuahua, or whichever one they want to call it. And I call it what I want to call it. But back on this bozoistic shenanigans, you have to bring yourself to a point in your life to where you done got tired of the shenanigans. I'm just telling you, you got tired of the same old rigmarole, year after year after year. Let me tell y'all something. My husband stayed single for 25 years, and I'm talking about unmarried, because some people think because you're in a relationship that you ain't single or whatever. You still single. Until you're married, you single. I'm sorry. I know y'all got boyfriends and girlfriends, but anytime somebody can just, well, married folks do it, not just walk out the front door, I'm just saying. But you need to get yourself in a place where you are writing down all of your mistakes. I did a show earlier today where I was talking about you have to look at the patterns that you have submitted to over the years. And if you're still getting the same results at this point in your life, that means you need to really, really look back at your own behaviors, not everybody else. Because let me tell you something. The common denominator in your bad relationship is you. So, and I'm not trying to offend you, but you got to say, what am I doing that, not that I attract these people, but that I'm attracted to these people? Come on. What is it that I'm doing that's attracting peewees and pookies and all this kind of stuff? You know, I ain't saying peewee and pookie don't need love. But if peewee and pookie ain't your type of person, then you need to get your mind right. Whatever it is that caused damage to you or that put you on that pattern, deal with it. I always tell people, you got to go back into your childhood. You got to deal with some things that happened to you. You got to, if you're broken, you got to be able to say, I'm broken. I need healing. And you wait till you get where you, like they say, your head above water. You wait till you get your head above water before you get into another relationship, because you're going to end up in the same situation again. I'm just saying. You know. I just wanted to share that with y'all. All right. So let's look at what else is going on. Okay. Now, everybody's going off on Tyra Banks, because Tyra Banks messed up at Dancing with the Stars. She was the new host this year, or whatever. I mean, this time around for Dancing with the Stars, and so she made some mistakes, and they Steve Harvey'd her, you know. And I feel like they shouldn't have Steve Harvey'd her, you know. And then come to find out, she's an executive producer for the show, and they didn't even care. They still Steve Harvey'd her. Those of you that don't know, Steve Harvey messed up on the, don't remember. Steve Harvey messed up, what was that, baby, on the,
Miss America
pageant, called out the wrong lady. Not pageant, I'm sorry. Miss America. Called out the wrong lady name, but anyway, it's a pageant. Okay. So, what I'm saying is, leave Tyra alone. Tyra came out there as pretty as she want to look and did everything that she needed to do. It was a cue card that had her jacked up. So let's just get off of it. Let's just back up off of Tyra, okay? Ellis Ross says she's happily single but open to romance. I like it. I love it. I love it. I couldn't have put it better myself. When you are happy, single, but open for a relationship. See, some women don't put that disclaimer out there. They just put, I'm married to Jesus. I'm happy. I'm married to my job. I'm married to this. Well, I found out if you ain't got no space for a man, then he ain't coming. And if you got a big personality, then it's a big man with a big personality coming too. So if you don't have no space for him, then what? So you, it's okay to be happy single, but you got to be truthful if you want love. A lot of women, they have not opened themselves up for love. A lot of men, they open themselves up for love. They open themselves up for some fortification, like some church people say, open themselves up for that. But they ain't open themselves up for nothing else, you know. But you got to make it known, hey, I'm ready. I'm ready for love. Like they show on Ready for Love, baby, is on the OWN Network, ain't it? Yeah, we used to watch Ready for Love. Ready for Love was good. And they put all them men and women in the same place. And we see who come out a couple. It was, now, don't get me wrong, it was a lot of drama. But it was really, really good. But you got to let people know you're ready for love. You're ready for love. Don't be scared. Put yourself out there. Just put a mask on. Now, hold on. Let me retract that statement. Let me reel that back in a little bit. Get on a video call and make them take the mask off. Okay. Baby, you know what I'm saying, don't you? Take that. You want to know who you did. You want to see their face. You want to be able to make a decision. And it ain't fair if you don't get to see their face first. All I'm saying. These masks have gotten ridiculous. People robbing stores. You can't figure out who it is. They coming in scrubs. You know, like the doc, like they a doctor, a nurse, something.
Yeah, somewhere.
And they are doing some. Listen, I'm just saying. Well, I've enjoyed my 30 minutes with you on today. This has been 5926 Central with none other than your host, Janice. And guess what? I'll talk to you later. Let me see what I can go out on. You know what? I'm going to just keep it casual and go out on what I came in on. How about that? No matter what. Talk to y'all later.